Wall fans, common sensors, podcast consumers, welcome to another very exciting edition of Common Sense Sundays with Go Tell It to the Wall, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke, and this is episode 127. It is a Monday. Do not adjust your calendars. We had a very filled our schedule yesterday, and so therefore it was very full. Didn't have time to get into the studio. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's nothing bad. It was just there was literally no time to get into the studio yesterday. But before we get into all that detail and stuff, let's kick things off with our social plugs. You can keep up with us during episodes, after episodes, before episodes, whenever you so please, and you can do that in multiple locations. One of those would be facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's right, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's our official Facebook page. Make sure you like and check back often, keep you updated on all our new episodes, new content, and schedule changes, all that kind of good stuff right there on Facebook. And of course, YouTube.com/GoTellItToTheWall or @GoTellItToTheWall. You can, either one of those is going to take you straight to it on YouTube. And I'm pretty sure if you search Go Tell It to the Wall, it's going to be the first damn thing that pops up. It's probably the same case with Facebook because we kind of own that. And even if you Google it, that's like ours is the first thing that comes up. And then, of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is @SoCalSean, SoCalSean, @SoCalSean, right there on Instagram. That's going to be... all of the photo content, not all of it related to Go Tell Us the Wall of Common Sense Sundays, but a lot of it related to things we do talk about here on the podcast. And of course, make sure you don't forget to bookmark SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's right, SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's our official website. You're not only going to find links to those platforms I just mentioned, you're also going to find links to, obviously, different podcast platforms, depending how you like to listen, and as well as exclusive content that only gets posted to SeanO'RourkeLive.com. I apologize. I'm looking at my watch. For some reason, I'm still getting emails from my agency work, and it gets distracting. I have my phone turned upside down, but then I got this fancy little smartwatch here, and then it vibrates, and I'm like, oh, what's happening? Do I need to worry about that? No, probably not. I'm in the middle of recording here. Anyway, in addition to those things on SeanO'RourkeLive.com, you're going to find a link to our Patreon campaign if you want to become a patron of Go Tell It to the Wall, as well as our merch website. Our merch website is a separate site, but it links directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. I mean, Patreon's a separate website as well, but they both link from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. And a warning to everyone, I am utterly exhausted today, just absolutely exhausted, and I'll get into why as the episode goes on. But I will say, I got up yesterday morning, started, then it was on to the next thing, then on to the next thing, and I got home at like 10:30 at night, no, 11:30 at night, sat for 5 minutes and went straight to bed. It was just one of those, and I'll tell you why as we get into like parenting and some of this other stuff. All right, let's talk about some digital trends. I do want to mention one thing right at the top. I'm wearing a new shirt. This is an Empired shirt. For those of you watching the video, I talked about them a couple weeks ago with one of my absolute new obsessions of a band. And this was actually the tour shirt, and I got the last one, I can't remember if it was the last one or if it was the last, my size. But it's interesting because I feel like from a common sense standpoint, I want to point something out. There's a hand on it, and it's putting up the horns, which is funny because, in a big part of my family, they don't think of that. They think of that as, the Longhorns. I have a cousin that played at University of Texas. But to a lot of people, one misconception of it when it comes to music and stuff is people think it is the devil horns. And I guess some people could do it that way. But when it comes to the music scene, it's actually quite the opposite. And I can't give you the exact background on it. I can't remember. But it's essentially a symbol against the devil. It's, you know, they have that saying, not today, Satan. This is essentially like giving the middle finger to Satan. And that's why you see it a lot at concerts and everything else. And so it's not inherently evil. For those of you that still had that misconception, I often like to point these things out from the music scene, just the same way that we pointed out Sharps and Skins within the music scene, who are quite the opposite of those assholes that like to, you know, fly Nazi flags and everything else. Very, very different. In fact, literally the exact opposite of those things. So if you see the shirt, make sure you listen, because that's where it's coming from. I really enjoy the Empired shirt design. This is their tour shirt from the tour that I caught the last show of. So I'm happy to be wearing that one today. All right, like I said, let's get into some digital trends. This one was actually yesterday. Hashtag National Superhero Day. Sorry to our international listeners. And actually, you know what's funny is these are international social platforms. So whenever I see national, I always, in a very American way, I guess I assume that it's an American thing, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's a completely different country. Nonetheless, that was trending yesterday because who doesn't love a superhero? You know, I do. I mean, to an extent. I can't, the Marvel movies have gone down a path that I can't follow. I don't have the capacity to keep up with the multiverse and everything else. That being said, I am looking forward to the new Deadpool movie, but I'm not going to focus on the multiverse. I'm going to focus on the character of Deadpool. And I guess you could say my favorites tend to be kind of anti-hero. I'm looking at a Deadpool Funko Pop here right in front of me, as well as an Elliot from Mr. Robot. You could argue both of them very much anti-heroes, but in the end, good things. You know, probably, you won't find me with a lot of like Superman, Batman stuff, although Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we can call them superheroes, right? So I guess if it was still yesterday, that's what I'd be celebrating. But if you want to find some cool superhero content on the digital platforms, avoid all the muck that's out there. Hashtag National Superhero Day would be one way to go. Another one that's a lot of fun today, and this one, everybody's included. Hashtag International Dance Day. You got it. This means today's the day to dance. Now I say, if you like to dance, dance every damn day. It's all good. I'm not much of a dancer myself, you know. You get a few drinks in me and that, do a little bit of what I like to call white guy dancing. But I'm not the best dancer on the face of the earth. Unlike my wife, who's a trained dancer, and my daughter, who is, I mean, she's very young, but she is very much into dance and has the dance gene. Myself, not so much. Just was never something I was very good at. And that's okay. You don't have to be good at dancing. You can still just dance. There's a saying, dance like nobody's looking. So if you only dance one day a year, do it on hashtag International Dance Day, which is today. All right. And we got a funny one here for you. This one I've enjoyed, actually. I scrolled through this one a little bit as I saw it trending, and it's hashtag on second thought maybe. This is people second-guessing themselves. I always say, you don't want to second-guess yourself to the extent where you're confusing yourself or others, but sometimes it's okay to go back and kind of rethink, you know, things that you maybe thought were fact, you know, certain beliefs you had. Always, you know, question things. But of course, this one was more from the comedic standpoint as far as I'm concerned. And I will say, and go ahead and search this one yourself. There's lots of stuff people were like, on second thought, I shouldn't have had that 18th shot at tequila. You probably shouldn't have had the fifth shot at tequila. But yeah, 18, apparently that's the limit. But you get where I'm going. There was, however, a lot of Orange Menace posts. You know, people that are like, on second thought, maybe we shouldn't have elected that guy a few years ago. But nonetheless, you got some comedy going on with that one. This one's kind of important. Got a lot of hashtags this week. And you know why? It's because I get to pick. So sometimes I see these hashtags and I'm like, shut up. For example, a hashtag that's happening that I wasn't going to include, but here I am talking about it, is, and I can't even remember the exact one. Where was I on April? Hashtag where was I April 29th? That's today. Something to do with Taylor Swift. Now, nothing against Taylor Swift. I'm sure we have fans of Taylor Swift who are listeners, but it's not me. And since I get to decide the content, we're not talking about that one. But this one is important to me, and you should make it at least somewhat important to all of yourselves out there. Hashtag small business week. It is always good to shop small. I am fortunate that despite living in a big city, I live in a kind of close-knit neighborhood where we do have small businesses. And in fact, I'll tell you more about small businesses when we get to in my neighborhood when we get to parenting. So I have the advantage of being able to support small businesses. And, you know, there's advantages to it. There's disadvantages. You always hear people say, well, you know, it's going to be more expensive to shop at a small business than Walmart. Well, yes. Walmart doesn't fucking pay people. They undercut everybody. They even make their suppliers, their wholesale suppliers, undercut their costs. A lot of times at the expense of quality. So keep that in mind. If you're spending a couple dollars extra, you're probably getting a higher quality, as well as something a little more unique. You know, because if you go to Walmart or Target and you buy a t-shirt or, you know, some kind of sweatshirt, they have made thousands of those. You go to a small business, support them, get a t-shirt or sweatshirt, they made like 10. So you're like 9 other people instead of thousands of other people. But, you know, nothing wrong with shopping at Target. It's not to say that's bad, but make sure, in addition to that, you are supporting small businesses if you have the ability to do so. You know, I know there's some towns out there where it's like, we got one Walmart. It's like, well, you know, you can't really. But then you have internet sales. Etsy is all, I don't use a lot of Etsy myself, but I think that's all small businesses. So get your hashtag small business week on with the websites. Yeah. All right. This one was, I'm not annoyed by it, but very confused. And then I was like, I'm still confused. Then I was pleasantly surprised. And then I was like, yes, we've found a unifying factor here. A thing has been trending for like the past week or so. People would post, look between H and L on your keyboard. And it's like, you know, it'd be some question. Look between H and L. And I'll spoil that one. Between H and L on a keyboard is JK. So they're saying, just kidding. That one made like a slight amount of sense. All these other posts, none of it made sense. And I kept being like, what is this? And then to my surprise and excitement, I saw a lot of people start posting, what the hell is this trend that we're looking at here on social platforms? It doesn't make any sense. And so while whoever created this trend, really, I don't know what they were thinking or what even is the purpose. You know, we always talk about this one doesn't even make sense. At least there's dumb trends where I'm like, well, people are dumb. That's why they like this. Nobody likes this. But what they did manage to do is they unified all sides of social media, because all of social media was jumping on platforms and saying, what is this? What is this? And people were, yes, this is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to social media. So I salute you, whoever came up with the dumb idea that managed to unify all of social media, which usually will argue about anything. They're like, is water wet? No, water is not wet. Well, water is wet. How do you, you know, this one, everyone said, no, that's completely stupid and ridiculous. All right, one more that I want to share with you before we move on to some mental health. And it is going to get a little bit of rant. We're going to get some ranting here during mental health. So bear with me when I get to that. Maybe only going to half make sense. Sometimes the hashtag have passion comes out when we do these things. But before we get there, there was a video that was going viral about a week or so ago. And it was this prank. You know, I talk about the pranking. I cannot stand the pranks. Stop the damn pranks. We've talked about it so much. This one was fantastic, though. It's the escalator stuff, you know. And there's a guy going up the escalator and a lady going down the escalator. He reaches over and touches her. And then what I assume is her boyfriend or husband or significant other or something, he's right behind her, grabs the guy, pulls him over the escalator railing onto his side. The good thing here is he's not even like throwing ridiculous punches right away, but he's like, what are you doing touching? Why are you just touching people? And let me tell you, Wall fans, there's a lot of people out there that just don't like to be touched. You shouldn't be just touching random people. That's not without consent. That is not a good thing to do. But the most ridiculous thing about this, so it's good on you to this guy for doing it. And he didn't like bloody the guy or anything. He drags him down the escalator. And then the guy is like, starts yelling at the guy that pulled him over the railing and says, it's a prank. There's a camera right there. It's a prank. And he's like, what the hell, dude? What the hell? It's a prank. And it's like, dude, that's not how the world works, man. Do better. You're the one that put your hands on someone. If someone puts their hands on you because of that, that's completely on you. An excuse is not, oh, it's a prank. Like, can you imagine someone lights your house on fire? Bro, it's a prank. Bro, it's just a prank. I'm sorry I lit your house on fire. It was for a prank. I had to shoot this video. Get the fuck out of here. It's astounding to me, the sense of entitlement that people have. Also, you get some stupid little clicks. Also, I've seen thousands of these damn escalator videos. Knock it off. No pranks at all, but if you're going to do a prank, at least come up with something original, for God's sake. Unbelievable. All right, before we get ranty, I'm going to get some water in me here. It's also very warm now. I don't know, depending where you're listening from, Southern California, we have started our transition to the heat, at least the spring heat. I say it's warm. It's like 75 degrees. But I am not a warm weather individual. I prefer, if I could have 65 like every day, that would be just perfect for me. You know, so when it gets over 70, especially at the beginning of spring when we haven't really adjusted to the heat just yet, that's when I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. And it's definitely one of those days right now. I got the air conditioner running. I'm sitting here in a cramped studio. It's actually not that cramped, but you know, when you close the door, it gets warm without having the air on. But we have started to transition into that summer heat, although luckily still cool at night. That's always the big advantage. Like, if you can cool down at night and you don't have to run your air conditioning all night, then that's a good thing. All right, mental health. This one's partially mental health, and I'm talking about, it's also a lot of common sense. And I just want to unpack a few things, and it's things that have been getting to me. And I've had to put my phone down a lot. I've had to turn off the radio. I've had to turn off the news. All kinds of craziness right now. And we've been talking about it over the past few episodes, you know, as much as I can with my limited expertise. I'm just using common sense. But what I want to talk about starting off is the gaslighting in media. And I don't mean fake news at all. Fake news, that is a term that's thrown around. You remember years ago, I talked about defending journalists. You need to let journalists do their job. And, you know, there are some that are better than others. This isn't me sitting here on a pulpit saying, fake news, blah, 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 fake news. No. No, what I mean is the overblowing of situations. And we're seeing that right now, really obviously around the world. And it has come to a head here in the U.S., especially on college campuses. And it's happening from all sides. I'm not going to sit here and criticize one side over the other. What I want to talk about is how you can look at it from a certain aspect for the sake of your mental health and for the sake of staying informed without getting gaslit by all sides, without things being overblown. I always say fact check, fact check, fact check, fact check. And that's what you have to do here. And of course, like I also always say, put down the phone, turn off the news, turn off the radio, whatever it is, take a break from it. And it is difficult to get the facts. And what I will say is I would say talk to actual people. For example, unless you've not seen the news at all, we have been getting a lot of protests on college campuses around the United States. One in particular is USC, University of Southern California. I can tell you for a fact, I don't live that far from USC. So I turn on the news last week. Everything's going crazy. Oh, we're closing the campus, violence, and sending in police and riot gear and everything else. And of course, right away I know, because I've lived long enough where I've seen lots of protests, and it's like the police and riot gear are probably doing more harm than good because they are making it seem more ridiculous than it is. And sure enough, and here's the thing, Wall fans, I know multiple people that work at USC. Multiple. That were there, on the ground. And each of the ones I talked to had the same thing to say. They said, no, it was just some kids protesting. Granted, setting up an encampment, I'm not going to defend whether you can set up tents or not. I will defend forever the right to a peaceful protest. And it's mostly peaceful. College kids doing what college kids do, learning how to make their voice heard. And of course, they send in the riot police, the police in riot gear. They close the campus. You know, cancel the graduation, for God's sake. And that's what really broke my heart. I feel so bad for these kids. Because think about it. A kid graduating in 2024 from college, that means they most likely graduated from high school in 2020. So you have now taken away their college graduation ceremony after they were not able to have a high school graduation ceremony. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And of course, it's all because it's been overblown. And it's the same thing for cities. When I talk about the media overblowing things, I live in Los Angeles, as you all know. You go to other cities, and you don't even have to go far. I go to San Diego, and I talk to somebody, and I say, oh, yeah, I live in Los Angeles. Often that response is, oh, man, are you okay up there? How is it up there? And I'm like, I fucking love it. I can't live anywhere else. I'm not in danger. The media overblows this. Oh, it's just so violent and gangs. And get out of here with that. That's not what's happening here. But of course, that's how it's portrayed in the media. And they're doing the same thing right now with protests. Know the differences. And here's where I do want to get into my feelings on the subject, because lots of things get thrown around. We're seeing small clips of violence from all sides of this controversy, and that would be Palestine and Israel, which has been going on for 6 months. I don't think anybody's completely in the right here. However, when you look at numbers, and when you look at the history of things, because they say, well, this started October 7th. I'm old enough to know that this didn't start October 7th. Palestine was dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled over the years to this tiny strip where Palestinians can live. And even then, there's still violence. But I don't want to get into the details of that because I'm not an expert on the situation. What I am an expert on is looking at numbers, simple math. And while I don't believe anybody should be killed or subject to violence, there's a lot more killing, a lot more death, I should say, on one side versus the other. And then that's what happens is everything becomes black and white when it comes to the media and people speaking their opinion. Because here's the thing. I'm probably going to get some emails after this episode. I already have from talking about it. Well, you're anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic. By any means am I anti-Semitic. This isn't a religious thing. This is simply a one side is killing so many more than the other. And then from the other side of things, I'm not pro-Hamas. I think Hamas is terrible. You can be anti-Hamas and still care about the people of Palestine. You can be anti-Israel killing people and still support Judaism. We're not talking religion here. We are talking government. And most people just don't want to see the violence. And that's what these protests are about. For the most part, they don't want to see. Because, yes, there's video of violence on both sides. But even if you are a religious person, especially if you're a Christian, there's a big saying in the Bible. Jesus came out and said, turn the other cheek. Not eye for an eye, turn the other cheek. But we've seen a situation where, these numbers are not correct. We'll say, 10 deaths? Well, that means 30,000 deaths. How is that making anything right? And I will say, I am fully in support of ending Hamas. But that doesn't mean every Palestinian needs to die. Children don't need to die because of that. Israeli children should not die because of that. It's more of a small fraction from Israel. And here's the thing. When someone speaks, you believe them. Hamas, we know they're not good people. But we have plenty of Palestinians that are not good people. Hamas is not running Palestine. I mean, you could argue that. I'm not the expert here. But we have leaders of Israel that have come out and said that Palestine needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. How is that good? How is that diplomatic? How is that a solution to anything? You are breeding an entire other generation who, instead of speaking out against Hamas, is going to see this. They're going to see their family slaughtered. You're breeding a whole new generation of Hamas. It's utterly ridiculous. No one should be killed, period. But we need to look at innocent people that are dying. And here's one example, because I waited so long to speak on it. I didn't know how to approach it. But the way I look at it is, bottom line, just because you don't want people slaughtered does not make you anti-Semitic, does not make you pro-Hamas. You can be Jewish and be anti-demolishing Palestine. You can do both. And when this kind of really first started getting to a head, you know, I was thinking about it to myself and talked to a couple close friends about it. You know, yes, you can argue Hamas, they're holed up in Palestine. But let's use Los Angeles as a good example and how things are overblown. Because here's the thing, there are gangs in Los Angeles. In fact, there are two prominent gangs in my neighborhood. And granted, there is violence between the two at times. But can you imagine if the U.S. government saw that violence between two rival gangs and then decided to roll into my neighborhood and start killing everyone because they're trying to find these gang members? Not the solution. Not the solution at all. As far as I'm concerned, and why I bring this up in mental health, I want to take the time during a mental health segment, is seeing so much death can have such a toll, especially for these young people who are trying to have their voice heard. Now, granted, I'm sure there's some on either side that are violent. But if you're peacefully protesting, there's nothing wrong with that. They just want to have their voices heard because they are mentally exhausted. Regardless of what side you fall on, there's no way you can look at all this violence and think it's a good thing. By any means. I don't care what side you're on. So let's all do better. Don't let the media overblow things. Don't make it sound like everybody's being... That's because that's not what's happening. I know this for a fact. But the other fact is the media says, oh, we have these violent protesters on every college campus. Let's say you have 1,000 protesters. You maybe have a couple violent ones. That doesn't mean everyone else doesn't have the right to protest. Doesn't mean you have the right to then meet that fraction of violence with even more violence. There's other ways. That's why I'm really hoping we can reach a ceasefire here. Because bottom line, children are dying. There's no denying that fact. Even on both sides, I'm sure. One definitely at a higher volume than the other. But let's find a way to come to a ceasefire and a more peaceful end to this. Because they're going to wipe an entire race, a culture of people off the face of the earth. There's still people alive today that have been through that once in their lives. So think about that, Wall fans. And take care of yourselves when it comes to this. Put down the phone, turn off the news, turn off the radio, watch a goddamn sitcom, whatever it is. So you're not going to change the world, but at the same time, make your voice be heard. Just do it in the correct way. Peaceful protest is a foundation of this country and many other countries around the world. And we can all do better. So let's do it. All right, let's move on to some positive news. This one I really enjoyed. There's some positive news, mainly for the U.S. And it's funny because some of our like U.K. listeners and European listeners are going to be like, what are you talking about? We just recently, in the past couple days, they broke ground on the very first high-speed railway in the United States of America. This one in particular is going to go between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. So it's not huge. But there's so many advantages to it. It's going to cut down on emissions. People will be able to get there quicker. You may say, well, get to Vegas, regardless. It's just one small step to then hopefully having more high-speed rail around the United States. We need more public transportation in this country. We are so far behind other countries, Europe, the UK, Asia. It's funny, if you look at maps of railways, like throughout the U.S., and then you look at a map of railways in Europe, it's like, good Lord! The U.S. has like two. Europe, they're like, oh, I'm just going to pop over to Italy for the day. You're like, okay, well, you're going to drive? Nope, just going to hop on a train. Here, it's like, well, I got to go to Texas for the day. Well, I guess I'm going to drive for a day and a half straight, or I'm going to get on a plane, or I'm going to be on a train for 4 days. Like, no. And granted, I know there's, there's more land between, you know, there's a smaller countries, size-wise. So I know, I get that. But we could still do so much better in this country. I mean, even in Los Angeles, it's, you know, we have public transportation, but oh God, it's nothing compared to many other countries. And so I'm happy to see this, and I'm hoping it's just kind of the beginning of more and more public transportation being readily available to people. Because not only is it better for emissions and stuff, but not everyone drives. I mean, it's so tough to, you know, New York is kind of an example of where you can live there and you don't necessarily have to drive everywhere, you know, even all around the Northeast, it's a little bit better, but you come to Los Angeles, you have to drive here. Like unless you live a couple blocks from where you work, you got to drive. You got to go anywhere. I mean, I'm so close to Crypto.com Arena, which used to be Staples, still got to drive there. There's no good public transportation directly from my neighborhood to there. You can do it, but it's not easy. So let's see more of that in this country, and good on the people that are working to get high-speed rail here in the United States, because we're just so far behind other countries. It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. All right, parenting. Let's talk some parenting. I had, good Lord, and I've talked about this before, but we have a rec center here in the neighborhood. And previously, we had my kid in various camps, and we're still various camps, throughout the L.A. area. You got Girl Scout activities, and you got art camp, and all that kind of stuff. But the rec center has a big summer camp program, and kids go on field trips, and it's all kinds of great stuff. But it's the spaces are limited. So last Friday, Thursday, I think, whatever day it was, not important, but literally, my wife, night before, she goes, all right, we got to plan this out. One of us needs to go to the rec center and stand in line. Go there like 2 hours before it starts registration. The other one of us has to be on the computer trying to get registered that way. And I was like, well, it was Thursday. I was like, well, I have meetings, but I need to be at my desk, but I can also have, you know, the website open on my monitor here and just check a couple minutes, check it again, Literally, that's what I was doing for like 2 hours, two and a half hours. My wife's standing in line for like two and a half hours. Huge line outside the rec center, just utter madness. And luckily, everyone was very kind with each other because it was, I wasn't there, but, you know, I talked to people that were there. And apparently, if people got a spot and they came out from the rec center and they're like, I got a spot, everyone would cheer. So, you know, nobody's being mean or anything, but it was just utter madness, you know, trying to get signed up for. And fortunately, we got lucky because, like, first of all, they couldn't, you're trying to get in there on this long line, then the website's having issues, and I'm like, it's not there, and suddenly it's there. Very similar to trying to get tickets on Ticketmaster or AXS. So fortunately, was able to get her registered. Not everyone was quite as fortunate. But man, other parents out there, I feel for you if you've got to do this. And I joked around. I was like, years of trying to get concert tickets led me to this point where I had the patience to sit there refreshing a website on the computer until I could get it to go through. All right, school fundraiser. So that's part of the reason why I couldn't get in the studio yesterday. I got up in the morning, I ordered a breakfast sandwich from McDonald's, and my wife and I headed over to a local wine bar here, where we do our second annual spring silent auction and fundraiser. And it takes a bit out of me, and to be fair, shout out to all these other parents that do so much more work. But what happens is, because of the limited skill set I have, they're like, well, who's going to host this thing? Oh, Sean's going to host. Oh, okay, I got it. So, you know, I spend 3 hours hosting a silent auction and fundraiser and everything else at this wine bar. And that's a good reason why we are a day behind. But I highly recommend getting involved if you have kids, because not only was it fantastic raising money for the school and for our booster club, but it also builds community. You end up meeting other parents at schools. We had people that don't have kids in schools that were just showing up to support. And like I mentioned with Small Business Week, we had a ton of small businesses around the area that donated gift cards and product and all kinds of other stuff, experiences even, and just building that community is such an important thing. So if you have access to that, definitely get involved. If you don't have access and you think, you know, your community could use it, your school, whatever it might be, definitely consider doing that, because there's a huge advantage to it. And just building that community and supporting the kids and the youth in the community. And that's what I joked as I was ordering some pizza and a beer. I said, oh, I need to have this pizza. It's for the kids. And so, you know, myself and a couple other parents were, oh, for the kids. You know, I'm like, oh, I'll bid a bunch on this. We go for the kids, you know. And so please do that. It's tiring, but good Lord, is it well worth it. And then, so I go from there. I get home for like 5 minutes. And literally, as I'm driving home, I get a call from my boss at the agency, and he's like, "Okay, I got tickets for the Kings game, and the Kings are in the playoffs. It was potentially their last home game of the year." So I'm like, "Great, let's go." You know, I work with them on various things, not for the Kings, but with the Kings. And so I'm like, "Cool, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna lay down for like an hour. And I'm gonna get changed, and I'm gonna go out to." And then my wife reminds me that we'd promised my daughter she could get a beta fish. When I was a kid, we called them beta, but the kids are saying beta, and whatever. It's the fighting fish that you can't put two of them in. And she really wanted one. She'd saved up some money. So we're like, all right, we'll go to Petco and get this done with. So I'm going to Petco, looking at fish. And let me tell you, Wall fans, when I was a kid, you got a fish, even a beta. And it's like, what do we need? A bowl of water. And some fish food. I go in there and granted, they're the experts. So, of course, I'm getting roped in, you know, like, oh, okay. You got to have this special fish tank. Oh, and they're tropical. So you got to have this fish tank heater. You got to have these plants that go in. Good Lord. I'm just in my head. I'm like, well, that's $20. That's $100. That's $15. That's $10. And the fish themselves are like $12. Everything else, 100 something. Good Lord. So many things have changed since I was a kid. I mean, it's probably for the better. Fish is going to live a happier life, but man. And then they're like, well, now you got to set up the tank and put in whatever this solution is that makes it more livable for fish, I guess. And then you got to wait a day. My kids, it's poor fish. And apparently the fish is fine, but it's in a, not in one of those bags, not like when you go to the carnival. I don't think they do that anymore. It's in a little fish container with water swimming around. Seems pretty happy. Apparently they can stay in there for 2 days. The fish is still not in the tank because it got set up yesterday. So look forward to that. If your kid wants a fish, it's going to set you back some money there. You know, filter and tank and light. It's got a light and just like, what is happening right now? Like when we had fish when I was a kid. Throw it in that bowl. Fill it with water. Done. Give it some food every couple days. Good. We're done here. Man, I'll tell you. All right. Oh. And then, like I said, the Kings ended up losing, but I had a blast at the Kings game. It was actually my first playoff Kings game. Been to lots of Kings games because I live in Los Angeles, but first time at a playoff Kings game. And let me tell you, that energy was electric. And DJ Quick comes out between periods. He does a quick little set. Oh, it was fantastic. So much fun. All right, let's talk about some common sense. This is kind of going back to what I talked about with the college campus protests. I get a notification yesterday, and I can never remember the exact details on tactical alert, but the LAPD announced a tactical alert because of a citywide tactical alert. That's what's going on at USC. Look at this. It's going, what are we doing here? More scaring people. Common sense says maybe we don't need a tactical alert for some kids protesting on a campus. What is this? This isn't the riots of 1992 or whenever that was. That was 92. You know, I still lived in San Diego, so I was close to it, but not that close. You know, that's something like, yes, let's be on alert. Maybe don't go into these. Nothing like that's happening right now. Nothing. I mean, I probably would avoid the campus itself because I don't work there or anything. But I know people who work there. They're there. They were there today. It's not dangerous. Just don't go, you know, stirring up problems and violence with people. You're just scaring people. Huh. All right, this one got me. I had a news alert a few days ago, and I saw just the pop-up, and I went, what? I'm going to save that. I'm going to try to look at that later and unpack it. There's apparently a family in Utah. They accidentally shipped a package to Amazon in California. Now, this package, one of the things that first got me when I'm reading this article is they're like, well, it's a package with multiple items being returned to Amazon. It's like, okay, why are you returning a ton of stuff at one time to Amazon? Clearly, you're doing something maybe not completely shady, but a little bit shady there, right? I mean, what are you doing? You're ordering stuff, just returning it all? Like, come on. Well, it turns out that they not only returned a bunch of items to Amazon, they actually sent their pet cat in the package from Utah to California. I believe the cat did make it. But good Lord, how do you we're not talking about like a sofa that you packaged up. How many items were in there that a cat slips in there? You don't hear the cat or anything. You don't notice the extra weight. And you take that to the damn post office or UPS, wherever they're doing it, and it gets sent to California. Like, so many more questions. But Wall fans, common sense says, don't ship your cat to a different fucking state, you know. And for me, it's so funny because I'm one of those people, like, even if I'm just stuffing an envelope, like, I got it's very rare nowadays because you pay everything online, but once in a while, I got to send a check out or pay for something or, you know, whatever it might be, and I'm, like, putting it in, go in there, I start to close, I'm like, let me just double check. Okay, yeah, the check's in there. And part of this is my mental illness. Like, I admit that. Like, oh, wait, let me make sure I got... Okay. And then I'll seal it up, and I'm like, okay, it's in there. So for me, it's I just cannot comprehend you ship your damn cat to California from Utah. Amazing. All right, another one. Many of you might not be aware of this, unless you're sports fans. The Major League Baseball, professional baseball here in the U.S. Has had some controversy ever since the start of the season. And it's very clear, like, what's been going on there. They changed the baseball uniforms. And for lack of a better phrase, they look like shit. They're terrible. The players don't like them. Some stuff doesn't, like the gray, they have different shaded gray pants from the jerseys, which has never been a thing in Major League Baseball. They match. You know, they also have white ones, but, you know. And so finally, and there, everybody, like, fans were talking about it. And in fact, I was like, man, I wanted to get a new Dodgers jersey this year. And I was like, I'm not buying one of those new ones. Fortunately, for those of you that haven't been to a baseball game yet, I imagine it's similar around other teams in the country. But when I went to a Dodger game a couple weeks ago, I specifically looked, and the first one I saw, I was like, oh, wait, that's not a new jersey. And the guy goes, yeah, if you're looking for a new one, they have them in, like, the big store at Dodger Stadium. But then I passed, like, five more, merch things, and I was like, oh, that's last year's jerseys, last year's jerseys, last year's. So you can get last year's jerseys. Just be aware of which one you're going to buy. But MLB finally came out in, like, the past day or so, and they were like, okay, we're going to make changes. They're not going to. Basically saying, we're not going to have the shitty jerseys and uniforms anymore. We're going to be back to the high quality. But, of course, they're like, and that'll happen in 2025. It's like, oh, my God. So people are going to end up buying these junky jerseys. You know, so some grandma, or, you know, her grandson wants, grandson, granddaughter, grandchildren want a baseball jersey. They don't know which one. So, oh, I'll get the newest one. And then it's like, oh, man, I got the crappy jersey. So 2025. But, I mean, at least they've wrecked it. But, man. I'm telling you, even if you're not a sports fan and you're interested, you can look it up, like Google it, or, you know, look up online, and you can see, like, last year's jersey compared to this jersey. And even if you know nothing about baseball, you'll look at it and be like, oh, yeah, the newer one looks like crap compared to the older. Like, it's objective. There's no subjectivity here. It is objectively worse than the previous jerseys. There's no arguing. Oh, man. All right, we're getting ready to wrap up here. Just exhausted. My air conditioner keeps kicking on. It's like 75 degrees outside. Wall fans. Once we get to 75, I'm like, give me water. It's starting to melt. This is why I can never live like in the South. Or Midwest isn't quite as bad as the South, but the South, the humidity. I mean, you get humidity in the Midwest too, but oh my God. Oh, I can't do it. Can't do it. And even the dry heat is too much. Like I go to Arizona in the middle of summer. It's like, oh, it's 115 degrees outside. That's a little too warm for me. And granted, we get 100 degrees here, you know, but that's a couple days of summer here in Southern California. And then what you do is you go to the beach. Like that's the thing with Southern California. You don't like the weather? Drive an hour to a different part of Southern California, and the weather's going to be completely different. Oh, man. All right, I want to hit everyone up with some show recaps here. We're behind. I talked about that last episode. And there's been quite a few shows, and I think I'm missing some, but I want to talk about a couple. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of seeing Polly Van Damme, Authority Zero, and Teenage Bottle Rocket. They were all playing at the Paramount, and I think I've mentioned this before, but it's so great seeing how happy and excited Polly is playing with her new band, and she's just killing it. And I saw, actually, her very first So like performance with this, with it's her, and she's got two guys backing her up. It's all her music, back in November. And I've seen her a couple times since. And each time you can tell they're meshing more and more and more, which is a huge thing. You know, whenever any kind of music you're into, when you see, you know, starting out, it's like, okay, it's good, you know, but and then it just gets, when it gets better and better and better, you're like, oh yes. And then just seeing how happy they all and how much fun they're having, is definitely a plus. And Authority Zero, If you're into that kind of music and you haven't seen it, I highly recommend them. They do a fantastic job. They're out of Arizona. They've been playing together for like 20 years. But over the past couple years, they've had a little bit of a resurgence, like new albums and stuff. And I will say, I got an awesome pin pack. I had to, my brain hurt for a sec as I go out to the merch thing. And I get t-shirts, but you start running out of room and I can't get every t-shirt. But a lot of times I'm like, oh, and a lot of bands do the enamel pins. I'm like, oh, you got pins? And I look down, there's like a five pack of pins. I'm like, oh, do you have any individuals? And he's like, no, we only have that. And he goes, but it's only $20. And it took me like a full 2 minutes. I'm like, And usually, depending on the band, you're paying like $8 to $12 for an enamel pin. And this was five of them. And I went, oh, that's like $4. I'll take the pin pack, please. So I went home with the pin pack. It was a great deal, and they got some great designs there from Authority Zero. Didn't pick up any new Polly stuff because she just has a t-shirt so far, and I got that thing back in December. So it's like, well, I don't need a second t-shirt of the same kind, you know. Anyway, so moving along there. Where am I here? Catbite. Oh, a couple weeks ago, I've talked about Catbite quite a bit. They played only their second ever show in Los Angeles, I believe in all of Southern California. I was at the first one just over a year ago, and I was made sure I was at the second one, especially because this one was at the Regent Theater, which is much closer for me than driving to Orange County, which I end up having to do a lot of times. Had some great pizza before the show, too. Regent is, like, connected to this bar on one side and this pizza place on the other, and you can order in the pizza place, or if you go to the bar and you want to grab a drink, you can order the pizza there, and they bring it over to the bar. So had some really tasty pizza. Some of my friends were challenging me. They're watching me eat this thing. And they're like, you're going to finish? And it wasn't taking down like a large pizza, you know, but it was a little big for a personal pizza. And I'd eaten a slice of one of my other friend's pizza. Like, try this. And I'm sitting there, and a couple of my friends are, they're like, you're going to finish that thing? I'm like, yeah, I think so. I'm eating it. I'm starting to get full, but I got down to one slice, and I'm like, well, now I'm full, but I got this last slice is going down. Took down that whole pizza. It was fantastic. And Catbite finally has patches. In fact, I talked to Tim, the guitarist for Catbite, because I was like, oh my God, there's patches. He's like, yeah, we find the first ones they've made. So I picked up a couple Catbite patches. And one thing I won't want to say, I was joking about this last weekend. More bands need to have bandanas. I mean, the names, it's right in there. Bandanas. And some bands do, and Catbite put one out. So I picked up one of those. So if you're in a band, get some bandanas going. You can only have so many t-shirts, but it's easier to store bandanas. I've got multiple ones from bands, but not everyone does it. So that's always a fun thing to get. And then last weekend, finally got back out to see Chaser, along with Fourth in Line at Tiki Bar. I ate 6 carnitas tacos. Tiki Bar has fantastic tacos. It's like this mom and pop operation in the back. It's just two people, like, they have a like a little booth setup, you know, type thing. It's always there at Tiki Bar. I had 3 tacos, and then I was like, you know what? More tacos for me. Had another 3 tacos. But I hadn't seen Chaser in way too long because I couldn't get into their show back in November. So finally, it'd been way too long since I'd seen Chaser. Not quite as long, but still way too long since I'd seen Fourth in Line. Excuse me, Wall fans. I'm losing my voice. Why? There we go. Oh my gosh, that's so much better. But I had an absolute blast, and they played. It was the 4th anniversary of the release of Dreamers. Which happened in 2020, obviously, because it's 2024. And they played it in its entirety, along with some older songs and one new song. They have a new album coming out in June. 4th in Line, they always kill it. They're fantastic. Their bassist, Eric, is a good friend of mine. I mean, they're all good friends, but I know Eric the best of the four of them. And so just had an absolute blast. And it's always great going to these Chasers. Like, certain bands, Chaser, you know, they're big, they're popular, but, you know, they're not Green Day popular, Blink, blah, 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 blah. But they have such a great following, a loyal following. So you go to these shows, especially in Southern California, where they're from, and it's like a family reunion. It's like, oh, hey, you know, just absolute blast. Had so much fun. And then the following day, I found myself in Long Beach at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. Great venue. It was only my second time there, but I've been excited ever since that show was announced. Saw a bunch of bands play, but mainly I was there to see Bite Me Bambi and Buck 09. And if you haven't been to the Gas Lamp and you live in Southern California, keep an eye out for a show there, because they actually have tables. They have really good food, and they have tables. And, you know, and that's the thing, is like House of Blues has tables upstairs, and it costs you an arm and a leg to reserve a table, and you can watch a show. At the Gas Lamp, it's basically, if you want a table, depending how big, I mean, you could probably get a one-person table. I had reserved a two-person table, and I was like, and it's essentially, you have to spend $25 per seat at the table is what has to be spent. That's not additional. That's just what you're like, if you're going to buy $25 worth of food and drink, you may as well get a table. Like, it wasn't that hard to get it. And, you know, we had some of the Bambinos. And I was like, well, enough people going to get food. Let's get it. Let's just get the 4-person table. And, you know, we didn't sit a ton. I sat to eat, but it's nice. I'm like, oh my God, let me just set my car keys here instead of having them jingling around as I'm dancing in the pit. And, oh, put my jacket down here. This is fantastic. It's like a home base. But still great sounding, great stage setup, and great floor area. So you kind of get a little bit of everything. Cool little patio area with one of those fireplaces and seating out there. So I had an absolute blast. I mean, Bite Me Bambi, they're fantastic. And Buck 09, oh my God. I was saying to somebody that night, I was like, Buck 09 might be the band I've seen the absolute most of any band ever, because I've been seeing them since I was a young kid and kind of never stopped, you know. Like with Blink 182, I saw them a ton when I was a kid, but then they blew up, and I was like, I'm not going to fucking stadiums for this. I'm like, no. And Unwritten Law, I saw that was my very first show ever. But then they had a time period in there where they weren't really playing a lot of shows, and now they are again. But Boko Nine's just been playing the whole time, like, through that. So it might be the one I've seen the most. All right. That is going to do it for us. Oh, I'm still exhausted from yesterday. I know it's not just me, because I ran into some other parents, and they're like, are you recovered from yesterday? And I'm like, no. I'm still exhausted. It was a very long day. But I knew we had to get in the studio and spread some common sense today. But before we go, a couple quick... Oh my gosh, I meant to say this at the top. For all you existing patrons out there, I know on Patreon, every episode we include a still photo that's uncut. That's just, I pick a random one. I mean, not a blurry one, but a random one, and it gets included. It's kind of an extra perk of Patreon, of being a patron. They changed the setup. So the photos are, it's still there, but instead of being like, bam, here's the photo right on the page, you got to click a little link and then the photo will pop up. But if you see at the bottom of the Patreon post, you'll see a little link there to actually view the photo. So, you know, if you can't find it or whatever, shoot me a message. You can shoot me, if you're a patron, you can shoot me a message right through Patreon. Or, of course, do it on facebook.com/gotellitthewall. Make sure you're following there as well. And before we go, don't forget to make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/gotellitthewall or @gotellitthewall on YouTube. And of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is @SoCalSean, SoCalSean. Make sure you bookmark SeanO'RourkeLive.com. We'll have links to those social platforms as well as Patreon, which I just talked about, if you want to help us out financially. And our merch website, you can link directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com and pick up some common sense merch. All right, schedule's all over the place. We will have a new episode in the next week or so. It may not be a Sunday. Just everything's getting crazy busy. I got to go to this gala on Thursday. It's just madness for the next week or so. But we will be able to squeeze it in. It's just going to depend scheduling-wise when we can squeeze in these episodes. So we'll be around soon. Just not positive on the day. All right, like I said, that's going to wrap it up. This has been episode 127 of Common Sense Sundays with Go Tell It to the Wall, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke. And remember, Wall fans, Common Sensors podcast consumers, no matter what you do, no matter who you're with, no matter where you're going, especially no matter why you are doing it, always, always use common sense.